Land management practices in eastern South Dakota are changing the way water moves through the soil. In some cases, water tables rise, pulling salts from deep in the profile up to the surface, creating sodic or saline soils, which hinder plant establishment and productivity. SDSU agronomist Shana Westhoff states, there's no single fix for these conditions. Reclamation focuses on improving water movement to push salts back down into the soil profile. Diverting affected areas out of row crop production and into perennial vegetation can help improve water infiltration.
To try and get some of those root channels to move water through, to repopulate the microbial populations. And it seems that getting a living root on those soils is kind of the beginning step to reclaiming them, just because you get water movement, you get life back in the soil.
In fields with very high salt concentrations, only kochia or foxtail barley may be able to grow. But Westhoff encourages growers to look at this as a beginning.
It kind of livens up the soils, those pioneer species, the ones that are more well adapted to very harsh conditions. They get what we want to grow to be able to grow.
Westhoff adds that precision spray equipment can be used to shut off applications in these zones, protecting perennial plantings within crop fields to support long-term soil regeneration. Farmers with concerns on saline or sodic soils are advised to grid sample their fields to determine if salts are an issue, and if so, the location and concentration of the problem. Contact the South Dakota Soil Health Coalition for greater details on managing saline or sodic soils. I'm Pam Geppert reporting.